math, I don't know what you're going to do with the tape. Okay, we're learning now the Sefer Shirei Tzedek, not the hospital, the Sefer. And this is the Chayodom Sefer on Hukos Mitzvah Satliyas Baretz. And I went through a lot of Sfarim to pick a Sefer to learn. And this is the best combination, I felt. I mean, it's a personal opinion of the thoroughness and Lamaisa. Even though the Lamaisa is, you go into Aleph and you buy stuff with a Hechsher. That's the Lamaisa. But he goes through here, this is the good old Chayoda. He goes through Trumas and Maestris, Shvius, Peah, Leket, Shikha, Kilayim. The Sefer is split up into two parts. Mitzvah Ha'aretz and Mishpatei Ha'aretz. Mishpatei Ha'aretz are things that although they are Mitzvah Ha'tluyas Ba'aretz, but they're knowing Chutz La'aretz too. Like Kilayim and Arla and Chadosh. So he made that a separate section. So we'll start from the beginning, and we'll see if it goes. Shara Mitzvah Sa'aretz. Perek Aleph, first he's going to talk about Trumas and Maestros. Rambam Perek, what? Yeah, he does Shemitah too. Here's the table of contents. He does Trumas and Maestros. Trumas and Maestros. And then Challah. I'm surprised. Why isn't Challah in the second section? I don't know. Then he does Shvius. Then Matnas Aniyim, Leket Shikopeya, Peret Oilulois. That's it. Then the second section is Kilayim and Orla, Chodosh, and Matnas Kahuna.
Shvius is the one that's out of sequence.
What?
Shvius.
Why?
Because the others are all half Russian.
But so what? But yeah. This is wrong. This is mitzvah for Tzvius Boris. Of course he's going to have Tzvius. How can he leave out Tzvius? So the first thing is Trumas and Maestros. Rambam Perek Aleph, and it's the Chayyoda. It's like very choshes. And he writes in a very easy style, very, very understandable style. Rambam Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis Milchus Trumas. He says he's going to quote it, but the Magia here wrote in parentheses that it's not a direct quote of the Rambam now, but it's his own lashon really. But it's a paraphrasing of the Rambam. Eretz Yisrael l'gvuloseho aksuvim b'Torah. Yeah, the Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah, when it says l'gvuloseho aksuvim b'Torah, it's almost always a reference to Parshas Maaseh. Parshas Maaseh are the gvulos of what's called Oilei Mitzrayim. And this is the land that they were supposed to have captured. Some say they did capture it all when they got into Eretz Yisrael, b'mei Yehoshua. And it's called Oilei Mitzrayim territory. So these borders, Avavi Shemiyom Hivozda, Kedushasa Oleo L'Toyelas Achayim V'Amesim K'mo Shemiyarnu B'Shar Aleph. He says, even though when you talk about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and there's an Indian to live in Eretz Yisrael, and it's wonderful to live in Eretz Yisrael, so you don't need for that any technical. There's a halachic status of Kedusha, and then there's, we say, wow, Eretz Yisrael is Kadosh. Saying that some Eretz Yisrael is the Shar HaShamayim, and Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo, Meiresh Shana Vadach Shana, he says, that's one thing. And then there's a technicality of Kedushas Ha'aretz regarding the Mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz. Like when there was an Indian, it sounds very simple, and it sounds like, well, of course, like, yeah, but in the Gush Katif tragedy, when Gush Katif happens not to have Kedushas Ha'aretz, we've got to be Trumas and Maestros. It's not Oilei Bavel, certainly, almost certainly. Yeah, certainly, one could say. Oilei Bavel were not Makadesh Gush Katif. So people said, oh, it's not even Kadosh. But they were missing this major point. That you talk about technical Kedusha, Lagabe, the Mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz, and that requires a certain procedure, and you have to actually make it Kadosh. But when you talk about Ha'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to make it Kadosh. Hashem made it kadosh. Eini Hashem alokecha ba mereishis hashana v'dachr shana. And he promised it to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it's mekuvan keneged, you know, the Beis Hamikdash Shomayla, and all the things of an Eretz Yisrael, that it's a mitzvah to live there, and so on and so forth. So the Chai Yodom saying that's the gevulim in Masay. That's the gevulim. The gevulim in Masay are the determination of what's Eretz Yisrael. Balabatish Geret, say Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to live there. It's kadosh. Then, regarding the mitzvah tlius ba'aretz, there are technical procedures that have to be done to make it kadosh legabe the mitzvah of tlius ba'aretz. That's what he says. Avalinian mitzvah ha'nayhagas ba'aretz, regarding trumas of maizos, which are mitzvah tlius ba'karka. So then you can't just say, okay, I'll look at the borders that it says in Masay. That's Eretz Yisrael. You certainly can't look at the... By the way, even Lagabe, the, we'll call it, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Lagabe Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Lagabe living there. So it's important to know, we're talking about Masay. We're not talking about what was promised to Avraham Avinu in Parshas Bereishis. That has to wait for Mashiach. That's the Keni, Knezi, and Kadmoni. That's Amon Moav and Edom. It doesn't include that, even though Hashem promised it to Avraham. But that was pushed into the future. What he's talking about, Eretz Yisrael, is the Gevulim and Masa. Now, I'm not a big bucky in the Gevulim, but I know it's very, very north, much more north than we're used, you know, we say the word Eretz Yisrael. We don't realize it extends very far north. The whole Lebanon is Eretz Yisrael. It's under the gvulos of Masay. And it extends, of course, south to Nachal Mitzrayim, the Mediterranean on the west, and basically the Yarden on the east. Then you have Eretz Sichon and Og, which we're not going to go into like the exact technicality of its status. Chayodim and Sifalot is Machalek. So Masay is Eretz Yisrael. Like, if you want to say, I live in Eretz Yisrael, and if you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, the Tayelis of living Avira Eretz Yisrael Machkin, and Kol HaHoylech Dalalamas in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah, that's the Gevulim in Masay. Then he says, but, Lagabi Mitzvah Tlius Baretz, you need certain technicalities. It has to have been made kadosh. Like you have to go over to a behemoth and say, I raise that kadosh to make it kadosh. So the kedusha lagabi mitzvah tlius ba'aretz had been created. Now, how is it created? Elam came nichbush al yedei melech Yisrael. So it needs kibush. It needs to be captured and controlled by Jews. O Navi, through a melech or a Navi. Midas Rov Yisrael, and it has to be like an individual can't go off. David HaMelech, that was the problem, so to speak, by David HaMelech, according to many Rishonim, and he's assuming like those Rishonim that it was Kibush Yachid, even though David.
Knowledge.
Pashtus, it means knowledge and approval. Again, it's a Lashon HaRambam. You know, to answer your question more specifically, I could look at Rav Chaim, who wrote like the Mishnah Berurah on this. What does he write here? He's writing about David HaMelech. Aram Narayim, Aram Tzolva. Even though he was a Melech, Eino Keret Yisrael L'chol Dabar. Or he learns like Toichus. The Rambam really doesn't say. The Rambam says it because he captured it before he captured the whole Eretz Yisrael. Also, he's talking about outside the Gevulim. He doesn't say the Midas. It's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos and Gittin, that's Borobo Zion. This Inyan of Kibush Yachad Midas called Yisrael. Maybe it means they all have to agree. I'm not 100% sure. It certainly doesn't just mean they all have to know about it. on Kaponim, that's what the Indian of Kibush Yochid is. Lachen Yehoshua, that's why Yehoshua, Avavi Shaloi Kibush Kalaritz Israel. If you read the story, you see Yehoshua actually wasn't Kibush Kalaritz Israel. But that's why he was Mapel Goyro. Before he died, he gave out the Eretz for Goyro in order that it shouldn't be Kibush Yochid. In other words, he did it Midas Rabin. He said, this is our land, we have it already. Like, it's all over, we just have to, like, take it over. But this is also the Rambam, that Yeshua was Mapul Goyro in order to make it Midas Kol Yisrael, that it should be, that the later Kibush, here, listen to the Rambam. They already divided up Eretz Yisrael. It was, I'll call it a symbolic, it was more than symbolic, a symbolic act of kibush. Avapi shalom nichpasha yet. Kedei shalom yiyah kibush yochid, kshayala koshevet kshayvet v'yichpos chelko. Because if you read of Yehoshua, Yisachar went and they captured its part, and Osher went and captured its part. To say, where was Midas Rov Yisrael? Why does it have a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Because they were just carrying out what Yehoshua already did when he made the Goyro. If you want to go into it, Kosov HaChazanish, Tzorechiyon, Ma Inya Chalukah Lekan, the Kosh came, Rabbeinu Lashitos of the boy Shemidas Rov Yisrael. Ilu Yehoshua Loi Hoya Machalek, V'achar Misoso Hoya Kol Shevet Hoylech V'Koyvish Echad Achalokim, Loi Yuzek Kibush Rabin, Ein Zem Midas Rov Yisrael. The Efshad the Loi Nichaluhu. Maybe they don't like that Osher captured the plains. Maybe they wanted the plains for themselves. But if the Yehoshua gave it out and said that each Shevet has, so then, that's how the Chazon Ish learned. So each Shevet capture of the land is called Midas Rov Yisrael. Because
I think it's sort of an acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement, maybe even approval. He says the word approval. Because they approved, because Yeshua already gave it out. So they knew this belonged to him. So they approved of it. This is the Chazon Ish's lashon. And Ken Kol Echot Shaholech Vakovash Chelko Holach B'Shlichus Kol Yisrael Uberitzonam Shereyim Lo Yichbosh Chelko. So way there, so that's why. So this creates Kedushas Oretz for Gabi Mitzvah Sapluyos Ba'aretz. But the Indian of living in Eretz Yisrael, that's automatically the Gvulos and Masai. Okay, stop here. Maybe we can download it.